Today's reading is in the book of John, chapter 4, starting in verse 39. John 4, verse 39. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed in all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. We've spent 3 days now getting through the story of Jesus at Samaria. You had him coming to the well asking for a drink. Then the second day, we continued the reading, and Jesus knew that she had had 5 husbands, and the one that she was with now was not her husband. She goes and tells other people, "Hey, listen, this could be the Messiah." And so then the disciples wonder about him coming and talking to this woman. But we see that from the text today that Jesus stayed there for 2 days. So it's not just a quick instance in which he has a conversation, maybe spends a few hours and then moves on. No, he spends 2 days here. So he does dedicate some time to this city in Samaria, preparing the way for them to be able to enter into the church at a later time so that they can worship in spirit and in truth as well, as we looked at yesterday. So where we picked up today in verse 39, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. So note that right there, because of the woman's testimony. Keep that in your mind. They come to him, they ask him to stay, he stays for 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. So first it was the woman's testimony, then it was because of his word, and they said, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." Oh, if only Jesus' own countrymen would have responded like this, where he could just speak to them and they would understand and believe. These Samaritans did. And maybe that's just because they didn't have as many preconceived notions and blinders, if you will, that kept them from seeing who Jesus really was. In fact, I would go a step farther and say, if only the Galileans had accepted Jesus the way the Samaritans had. John puts this parenthetical thought in here, that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. John does tell us, though, that many of the Galileans had seen the things that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone there and they welcomed him. Then he goes to Cana, which is where the wedding was, where he did his first miracle, which was turning the water into wine. And there was an official whose son was ill, and Jesus ends up healing this boy. And the official understands that the moment Jesus said, "Go, your son will live," was the moment that he got better. And it says that his whole household believed. So really, the connection between all of these for our reading this morning is belief, that they came to believe. You had the Samaritans that first believed based on the woman's testimony, then they heard for themselves and they believed, and then you had this official that believes, along with his whole household. There are those that believe Jesus. There are those that come to have faith in him. And they can do so without intervention, if you will. God doesn't intervene in our lives in order to force us to believe. He presents himself, and it's up to us, if we are seekers, to find out who he is. God expects us to do a little bit of work. He expects us to investigate and understand and know. And that's what we're seeing happening. Those Samaritans, he really piqued their interest. They wanted to hear more. They came out. They sought out to hear what Jesus had to say. I realize it's a bit of vain curiosity, but I wish I would have some account that told me that this Samaritan woman ends up being a member of the church, member of the Lord's body. You know, just a little bitty insert in the book of Acts. I wish I had that in there, just to know how things turned out for her. But based on what I read, I would say she probably did. I would say many of her fellow citizens there did as well. I think there's another lesson in this for us. You know, we want to talk to people. We want to present Jesus to people. We want to help people come to him. But here's the thing. We can make statements. We can tell him what he's done for us. We can tell him how much he means to us. But when it comes down to it, they have to seek him out themselves. And if they're unwilling to do that, then they're not going to be able to have faith in him and be saved. So understand that it's not all about whether you say the right things or whether you capture somebody's interest. If someone's heart is not receptive at that time, they're not going to listen. They're not going to come. You know, the invitation is out there. We extend it on a regular basis. Come hear about Jesus. If they don't want to hear about Jesus, they're not going to come. This woman at the well, she went and told her countrymen, come and see this man who told me about these things that I've done. And they came. And because of that, they believed. It really wasn't even enough for them to hear what the Samaritan woman said. That was not enough to produce a saving faith. But it was enough to get their interest so that they would go hear the words of Jesus themselves. And once they were willing to do that, once they would go to Jesus and hear from him, or for us today, once we go to the Word of God and we hear what he has to say, that's the point in which we can build a faith that can move on towards salvation. A faith that motivates us to be obedient to the will of God. And so it takes one who seeks. And I've made several mentions to this recently. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 tells us that God will reward those that diligently seek him. Well, we have to seek. We have to do some work in that regard. Some good things to think about today. And perhaps in our prayers today, yes, we might pray a common prayer that we do all the time, is that we have an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. However, I think maybe we could change that just a little bit and say, give us opportunities to help lead someone to Jesus, because that's what we're really doing. We're leading them to Jesus. Then they have to establish the relationship with him. They have to want it. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.